This week, Keene residents will gather to discuss the future of the city's Pumpkin Festival. It's been more than a month since riots marred this year's festival and led to dozens of arrests and thousands of dollars in damage. After several years of issues involving college-aged adults, some believe it's time for a change, and HBR's Michael Brindley reports.
It's a sleepy weekday afternoon in November at Ye Goody Shop on Main Street in Keene. Customers trickle in one at a time to pick up their holiday orders. It's nothing like what owner Jason Smart says the shop sees during one of its busiest days of the year, the city's annual Pumpkin Festival.
My store is packed nonstop all day long, and which is, you know, as I say it, most people say, oh, that sounds really good.
But he says there's a downside.
It is getting big. It is getting too big. You know, and with that, it brings some big problems.
Smart says sales are good that day, but could be better. And when you factor in preparation, staffing, and warding off theft.
I would like to replace it with something else that's small and, you know, start over again. If they do decide to keep it going, then I will have to really make a decision on if I will have my doors open that day or not. It is a thought that is going to hang over me until that day comes.
Various businesses around the city and around the region have long had different views on whether it's the type of event that we should have. So that hasn't really changed.
Keene Chamber of Commerce President Phil Suter says while some businesses love the festival and do quite well that day, others choose to simply shut down to avoid the crowds. There's no exact figure on how much the event generates financially for Keene, but Suter calls it significant.
A parallel to look at would be a city like Phoenix is going to host the Super Bowl. You know, there'll be people in that city who embrace it and think it's a good thing, and there's a lot of people coming and a lot of money that comes in. And there'll be other people that get out of town that day and just don't want to be around.
And you hear that from some residents, too.
You know, the public urination, I'm no saint, but, you know, some of the language that comes along while you're trying to raise your kids, you know, it's just the fist fights, it's just complete chaos.
Daryl Masterson has lived in Keene 42 years and says he's watched as the festival has deteriorated, especially over the past few years. He says he'd love to see the festival moved, though he's under no illusion that's going to solve the problem.
But you got to start somewhere. And I just don't think having 80,000 people downtown with, you know, what could have been a much worse environment is the way to go.
Just before this year's festival, longtime resident Jessica White started a Facebook group called Keene Pumpkin Festival, Move It or Lose It.
You know, it seemed to be the trend. Everybody wants to either move where the festival happens or lose it altogether. The riots this year were like a boiling point for things that have been escalating over the past few years.
White and others have thrown out two possible locations, Wheelock Park in Keene or the Cheshire Fairgrounds in Swansea. No matter where it's held or if it's held at all, Ward 1 City Councilor Jan Manwaring says it was important to let cooler heads prevail before having a community dialogue.
I mean, people were so upset afterwards, and we all got calls and emails and, you know, everything from shut it down, we never want to have it again, to, you know, blaming Keene State, to this isn't fair to the Pumpkin Festival, everything was wonderful downtown, so it was very chaotic.
Manwaring represents the area of the city hit hardest by the riots. For the last 2 years, she's voted against giving the license to hold Pumpkin Festival. The event is run by a nonprofit group called Let It Shine. The group took over running the festival in 2010, keeping it going after the previous organizer bowed out. Ruth Sterling is the event organizer and says her group hasn't made a decision yet about whether to move forward next year. Sterling hopes to hear some new ideas at this week's forum, but says she's not convinced moving the event is the right move. She says the festival was always intended to showcase the city's downtown.
It has done that for 24 years, and I'm not sure that we should let misguided youth be in charge of that decision.
If the event is to move forward, Sterling says the group will need to find more money for security.
If Laconia, New Hampshire can host Bike Week with all those bikers safely every year, I have to believe that Keene could host Pumpkin Festival, but we need help.
For his part, Keene Mayor Kendall Lane says the safety of festival goers is also his top priority.
You know, if we can't hold the festival safely, if we can't hold the festival with assurance that we won't have an event like we had this year, then I don't think it should go forward.
The city provided roughly $50,000 to Let It Shine this year toward anticipated police costs. Meanwhile, Keene police have made dozens of arrests, and officials at Keene State College say they continue to hold students accountable. President Ann Hewitt says 167 Keene State students were found to have been involved in the riot and have been disciplined. Moving forward, Chamber of Commerce President Phil Souter says he expects push from some downtown merchants to still hold the festival in some fashion.
Next year would be the 25th year that the Pumpkin Festival has happened, so there are certainly some people who think that we want to have a 25th year.
Tuesday night's forum begins at 6:30 at Keene State College. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.